My feminist friends, and welcome back to Coffee with Katie. This is your podcast all about feminism and astrology. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why I'm a feminist and kind of tell you a little bit about my feminist journey and how I ended up here with my feminist blog and also editing for feminist publications. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. And also, I would love to hear your why you are a feminist stories. And if you submit them to me at lifestartswithcoffee@gmail.com in the form of an audio message or as an email, I will make another episode playing those audio messages in the podcast or reading the emails aloud. So I will talk a little bit more about that at the end of this episode, but just in case, just remember to send why you are a feminist to lifestartswithcoffee@gmail.com. So, grab a cup of coffee, get in your fuzzy socks, and let's get into it. This is going to be kind of a mess because every time that I answer the question, why are you a feminist, I go off on a lot of tangents or I have so much I want to say that I ramble a little bit. So, just bear with me. When I was a kid, all of my friends were boys. That's because I have a little brother, Mac, who is my very best friend. So I always hung out with him and his friends. And even though I did have friends that were girls, I always considered my best friends to be boys. And that is actually still true to this day. Houston and Evan and Mac, if you're listening to this, love you. But I would watch these TV shows like Friends, where the group of people were very close-knit, and I always thought, oh, I want that, but I want what Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe have. I want those friends that are girls. And while I do have some incredible friends that are women, growing up and to now, I definitely have always been closer to my guy friends. And I don't want to sound like I'm that girl that's like, boys are so much better, so much less drama, because that's not the case at all. I mean, it's true, word, but it was just always easier for me. I've always had more of a laid-back, tomboyish personality. I enjoy watching the guys in my life play video games. I like football, you know. While I still have girly tendencies, obviously, I always kind of identified with those things a little bit more. And so I always had more fun with my brother and then going to the mall or getting my nails done or whatever. Not that I don't do those things, but you know what I mean. Anyway, all that is to say, because my best friends were boys growing up, I didn't understand that because I was a woman, I couldn't do everything that they could do. So I guess I started realizing that when, you know, I would get presents for Christmas or my birthday, and they would be nice. Like, I did love those American girls. Don't get me wrong, Daddy, if you're listening to this, I did love those American girls, and I appreciate that I had the privilege to have toys like that. But my brother would get Xboxes and Hot Wheels and dinosaur toys and things like that. And while I didn't necessarily want those things, I did think they were a bit cooler than Barbies and Bratz dolls and American girls, right? Well, that was when I started to realize that there was definitely gender, as even when you're children, we are conditioned to see things like that. From the moment we're born, we're categorized into pinks and blues, right? Girls and boys. You go to Walmart and you look at the toy store and you've got an aisle of pink toys and then you've got reds and blues and Hot Wheels and dinosaurs, right? So that was kind of when I had the epiphany, like, oh, I'm a girl. I have to be doing these things. Because if I'm out playing with boys, like, that's not what girls do. So I think that was my first introduction into, oh, this is weird. Like, I can't do everything that my brother does. And it furthered when I got a little bit older, because when we were kids, we played sports all the time. And my brother and I both started playing flag football, which I hated. I absolutely hated it. But I was also the only girl on the team. And I noticed that when we played other teams, there was only one girl per team, and they paired us together, almost as if we weren't supposed to be playing. And it was more like the boys were playing and the girls were just there because their parents signed them up for flag football or whatever. And I always thought that was strange. I was like, I actually want to play. And it's not like we're out here tackling each other, it's flag football. But the truth of the matter was, I really didn't want to play, but that had nothing to do with me being a girl and more to do with I was just tired of sports by that point in my life. I'd been playing them all my life and I just, you know, didn't care for them anymore. And then I got a little bit older and I've always known that I wanted to be a writer. That's something that I've always been passionate about. But as I got older, I was often told that writing was a hard field for females to get involved with because it's been male dominated since the beginning of time. But something that I always get asked is, so you're going to teach, you're going to be a teacher, because that's all female writers can do is teach. And I've always said no. While I think teaching is a very noble profession and I admire people for being willing to do it, it's not something I've ever been passionate about and it's not something that I want to pursue. But when I was in high school, I would say, oh, I want to be a writer. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. And I was always told, okay, we'll be a teacher. Okay, well, you know, it's a hard field to get into. Not everybody can be Rory Gilmore, and on the day she graduates from college, all of a sudden gets to go on Obama's campaign trail as a reporter. Man, I wish I was Rory Gilmore. But that's when, you know, I started realizing there's differences in career paths for males and females, and it's not always that easy. And of course, we can get on to the topic of privilege here. I am a white female. My parents did help me through college, and I do get more opportunities, obviously, because of that. However, if we want another episode about privilege, I will talk about that because that is a topic I could talk about forever. I just don't want anyone that's listening to think that I don't understand that I do have privilege, and I don't want them to think I take anything for granted in my life. I am so fortunate and lucky to have family that supports me financially and otherwise to move forward in my academic journey and my career journey. But anyway, around this time, I was 17 or 18 years old, and you know, I was just kind of learning what it's like to go into the workforce. I was thinking about college, what I wanted to major in, the best schools that offered the best programs. And I wouldn't say I was a feminist at the time. I grew up in a very conservative household, and I didn't identify with either side politically then, but I will say I definitely had a feminist agenda. I just didn't have the words to articulate that yet. So fast forward to my sophomore year of college, I decided that blogging was going to be my foot in the door into the writing world, which kind of, it kind of is, but I will say where I am at in my blogging journey, it's not super profitable, but it has given me a lot of opportunities and I've made a lot of friendships along the way. So I start my blog, this little blog called Life Starts With Coffee, and I decided that it was going to be a blog centered to the college girl. We were going to talk about how to save money in college and what your career looks like. I started writing and I realized that I wasn't really passionate about the things I was writing about. I was just trying to think of something that could potentially make me some money, which it didn't. But I began to meet other friends that were interested in the same things as me. I began to understand how pivotal social media, particularly Instagram, is to the blogging world. And I made a lot of friendships and that was really cool. But I knew that I needed to find a niche for my blog. I needed to find something I was passionate about writing because no one was going to read my articles if I didn't love what I was doing. And around this time, I was starting to meet a lot of people my age that were feminists. And slowly but surely, I realized that the fight for equality was something that I was passionate about. Because thinking back to that little girl that I was, that wanted to do everything that her brother and her friends did, and she didn't get to. So I want the little girls in the future to be able to do whatever they set their mind to. And that's kind of when I fell down the feminist hole, so to speak. I gathered so much information. I joined the feminist club on my campus that my friend Anna Grace started and eventually became the president of that club. I continued writing. I continued becoming an ambassador for several different feminist companies. I met other feminists that had the same passions as me. And I learned what intersectional feminism is and the difference between white feminism and intersectional feminism. And I learned that feminism covers so many more issues than just equality. Equality is the base of it. But we talk about equity, we talk about race, we talk about gender, we talk about boys and oppression of men, the Boys Can Cry movement. We talk about how colors don't have gender. We talk about how makeup doesn't have a gender. And we talk about love. We talk about compassion. We talk about saving the planet, ecofeminism, woohoo, and so much more. Feminism is a movement of love and acceptance and self-care and loving each other, loving yourself, making friends. Feminism is not about hating men. It's not about burning your bras while running down the streets of New York. It's just about equality. About all of us having the same rights as each other. It's not supposed to be this extremist movement of anger and hatred. Feminism is like a big hug or a group of people holding hands before they share a meal together. I'm a feminist because I want the world to be a better place. I want equality, first and foremost, but regardless of your color or gender or sexuality, we are all really dope people, and we all deserve to be happy in this life, don't you think? All right, my feminist friends, that has been this episode of Coffee with Katie. Now remember, if you would like to tell me why you are a feminist, send me an email at lifestartswithcoffee@gmail.com, and it can be an audio recording, a video, or just typing it out, and I will read it on one of our future episodes. I hope you enjoyed your coffee, and you still have your fuzzy socks on, and I will see you in the next episode.